WPGW, AM and FM, Portland. The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the home of the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, as we have Coldwater battling Fort Recovery tonight in high school volleyball. We're at the Palace of Coldwater High School is what they call it. Good luck to our Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta and all of Dr. Banta's staff, including Fort Recovery graduates, Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta is accepting new patients, and again, he'd love to be your family's dentist, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Starting lineups have been introduced. Coldwater Cavaliers throwing balls into the volleyballs into the stands, miniature ones, as a keepsake for some of the fans. Let's see. We see Grace Klingshern is out there. Tegan Fordkamp. Also Allison Fullenkamp in the lineup. Faith Wendell in the starting lineup. And I believe those are Mara Pearson. I miss Mara. Mara Pearson is also in the starting lineup for Fort Recovery. Coldwater, let's see here. Okay. We got Morgan Blassingame. She's out there. Also Spencer Etzler. Spencer's the daughter of Mike and Nikki Etzler, who are coaches for this team. Of course, Mike's Fort Recovery High School graduate. Madison Wendell is out there for Coldwater. Jenna Ligers in the lineup. Also, Kendra Clooney is out there as well. And one more, Mia Kanapke, is also in the lineup for Coldwater. And actually just coming in is Rachel Schroyer, the libero, and Kendra Clooney went to the bench for a while. Looks like Fort Recovery is going to start serving here tonight. And Faith Wendell will be the server, an outstanding server for Fort Recovery. Just underway. First serve is dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set, the smash, and it's, oh, they say it's in. Oh, my. That was close. Give Morgan Blassingame a kill on that one. Back to serve now for Coldwater. Will be Madison Wendell. 1-0, Lady Cavs in the lead here. Serve is almost an ace, but saved by Audra Bupp. Here's the hit over by Klingshern, a battle at the net. And they're going to say Klingshern gets the kill as she out-duels the block from Coldwater. So give Grace Klingshern a kill. And it's 1-1. We're all tied up. Here's Tegan Fordkamp on the serve. Good serve dug out by Rachel Schroyer. There's a smash and getting a kill. I believe that was once again Morgan Blassingame. So side out Coldwater, it's now 2-1, Lady Cavs leading. And Blassingame will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Faith Wendell, but she can't get it to where she wants it to be. Tried to pass it to Tegan Fordkamp, and the dig was off the mark, and it's a point for Coldwater. In fact, an ace serve for Blassingame. She will serve again. And it's another ace serve, this time off the fingertips of Faith Wendell. Two straight ace serves for Morgan Blassingame. She will serve again. It's now 4-1. Coldwater in the lead. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Wendell passing to Mara Pearson. Deep hits. Coldwater on the set. Here's the dink over. Faith Wendell will play it. Audra Bump bumps it up. Here's Mara Pearson. Coldwater on the set again. And a battle at the net. Back to Coldwater. Here's a smash blocked by Fort Recovery. Coldwater still playing it. Here's a hit. And Fort Recovery able to play it. Faith Wendell will set. They're going to call a double hit on Faith Wendell. I didn't see it, but that's what they said. Point Coldwater. Another point for Blasting Game. She's served three in a row here. Good serve there. Wendell will set. Here's a dink over by Paige Guggenbiller, and it's out of bounds. Another point for Blasting Game, and Coach Travis Guggenbiller wants to call timeout for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery trailing 6-1 here in the early going in game number one against the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here, Coldwater. Blasting Game will continue her service. She served 4 points in a row. Fort Recovery's record coming in, 4-6. Coldwater is at 9-3 overall. And Coldwater cannot get it back in as Fort Recovery comes up with a kill. And I honestly didn't see who that was. I'm sorry. I was looking at my records on my sheet here. So serving now for Fort Recovery, we finally break the Blasting Game service. Grace Klingshern serving. Good serve. Dug out by the Cavs. Here's the set at the net. The dink over, played by Faith Wendell. Here's a dink over by Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. Coldwater just couldn't play it. So Paige Guggenbiller gets our second kill of the night, 6-3 the score. And that's a service point for Grace Klingshern. This is a good serve again. Here's the hit by Coldwater and the kill. Getting the kill there for the Lady Cavaliers was Madison Wendell. Her first kill of the night. She's a tall young lady at 5'11". Morgan Blasting Game also tall at 5'11". Good serve and an ace serve for Coldwater. That's three ace serves now for Coldwater. This time it was Mia Kanapke getting the ace serve. And it's now 8-3. Coldwater 2-1 in the conference and Fort Recovery 1-2. And there's a serve that's too long. Service error. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Coming into this week, we have two undefeated teams in the conference. In conference play, Marion Local and New Bremen are both 3-0. We'll see Marion Local at Fort Recovery on Thursday. We'll be broadcasting that match for you. Coldwater is 2-1, along with Parkway and Versailles, all 2-1. There's a block by Mara Pearson. Nice job. Coldwater plays it, though. Dinks it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp in the lineup, passing over here to Follenkamp, who hits it over. There's a bash back to Audra Bupp. Plays it. Here's the hit back over by Sage Luthold. The dig by Coldwater. They hit back over. Played by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will pass to Mara Pearson, who dinks it over and gets the not-so-formidable kill, but will take it. Soft little hit there by Mara Pearson, but she just put it in the right spot. Nice placement kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp now serving. It's 8-5. Good serve. Here's a hit over, and I think they got the kill. Yep. Outside hitter hit it right down the net and onto the ground. That was Jenna Ligers, her first kill of the evening. Side out Lady Cavaliers. And here we go with her serve. And the serve is dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Forkamp, who was set from Mara Pearson. The blast. Coldwater and a miss hit. Or in the net or something. So side out, Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson now serving. Good serve, dug out by Coldwater to the net. Here's the set by Mia Kanapke. And a block at the net, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Mara Pearson will be serving again. 9-7. We're only down by two here, but that serve is out of bounds. Service error over on the sidelines over there. So Coldwater has side out. Now serving for them is Madison Wendell. Good serve. Tegan Forkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Deep hit. Back to Coldwater. Here's the set for Coldwater, the smash and the kill. Morgan Blasingame gets the kill, give the assist to Mia Kanapke. Kanapke setting from the middle hitting position there to the outside hitter Blasingame, and she drilled it. Here's another serve for Madison Wendell, good serve. Mullenkamp to Tegan Forkamp to the net. Follenkamp hits it over. Here's the set for Coldwater. Last back to Fort Recovery, and waiting at the net, Fort Recovery is able to play it, but not enough. Jenna Ligers, I'm going to go ahead and give her a kill on that. Fort Recovery could not make the return after Ligers hit it back over to the Lady Indians. It's another service point for Madison Wendell. It's now 12-7. Allison Follenkamp hits it back over to Coldwater, the blast and the kill. Morgan Blasingame, she is obviously their key hitter. Another service point for Madison Wendell. Serve is good. Mara Pearson passing to Follenkamp at the net. Follenkamp hits it over. Coldwater plays it back to Fort Recovery. And getting the kill was Blasingame again. That time she hit it off the fingertips of one of the Lady Indians. We couldn't play it. And another kill for Blasingame. And she already has five kills here in the first set. Another serve by Madison Wendell. Good. Mullenkamp will set for Tegan Forkamp. Blocked at the net. Here's Mara Pearson getting it. Back up to Forkamp, who two-hands it over and hits it out of bounds. Hitting error by Tegan Forkamp. And that gives another point for Coldwater. And it's another timeout for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery now trailing 15-7 here in game one. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, pretty much been all Coldwater so far. They lead 15-7. Fort Recovery had it back to 9-7 at one point, but Coldwater has run off 6-3. Mostly courtesy of Madison Wendell serving. Here's Kendra Clooney back to serve now for Coldwater. It is a good serve. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Tegan Forkamp on the smash. Played by Clooney to the net. Here's the hit over by Wendell. Back to Fort Recovery now. Audra Bupp to Tegan Forkamp. Plays it, and Tegan gets a kill. That's her first kill tonight. I think I misidentified the last server there. I think serving most of those points was Kendra Clooney and not Madison Wendell. I apologize for that. Here's the dink over by Fort Recovery. And a smash and a kill. Jenna Ligers hit it by the Lady Indians. 16-8. So that service by Grace Klingshern didn't last very long. This will bring up Jenna Ligers to serve for Coldwater to Audra Bupp, who digs it out. Mollenkamp will set for Sage Luthold. Luthold back to Coldwater. Here's the set. Hit back by Wendell and hit it out of bounds across the court. Fort Recovery picks up the point and side out. And Faith Wendell will go back to serve for her second time here this evening. She's still looking for her first service point, though. Good serve there. Here's the set. Here's the smash by Blasingame, and they say it was in. Another kill for Blasingame, and that gives her six kills on the night. Now back to serve is Madison Wendell. Good serve by Wendell. Tegan Forkamp hits it over to Coldwater. Here's a smash. Fort Recovery can't play it. Blasingame gets another kill. This is becoming monotonous. Morgan Blasingame is putting it to the Lady Indians. Now Madison Wendell has a service point. Here's the serve. Audra Bupp. Wendell back to Bupp. Bupp free balls it over. To the net it goes for Coldwater. Here's the smash and the kill. Outside hitter Spencer Etzler gets the kill. Again, she's the daughter of Mike and Nikki Etzler. Mike is the assistant coach now. At one time, he was head coach, and his wife, Nikki, is the head coach. And here's a hit by Tegan Forkamp, and she gets a kill. That was deflected by Coldwater and went out of bounds. So Tegan Forkamp gets her second kill of the night, making it 19-10. Lady Indians down by 9. They need to make a run now if they're going to get back in this game. Tegan Forkamp serving. Good serve. Here's the smash by Blasingame. Fort Recovery able to play that. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Forkamp. Hits it over. Here's the set for Coldwater. Outside dink played by Fort Recovery. Oh! Paige Guggenbiller couldn't get in a good position to hit that over, and Coldwater picks up the point. Now Morgan Blasingame will go back to serve for the Lady Cavaliers. Good serve. Bupp will pass it to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller got the kill. Coldwater couldn't handle that. That's Paige's second kill of the night. Now here's Grace Klingshern serving. Klingshern's serve is dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set. And the smash by the outside hitter and the kill for Etzler. Spencer Etzler picks up her second kill. She is only a sophomore on this team. And Blasingame, by the way, their top hitter, she's only a sophomore, I hate to say. Good serve there. Here's Tegan Forkamp, not able to get it over. Point Coldwater. Mia Kanapke, by the way, is now serving. 22-11. Kanapke served, dug out by Bupp. Here's Tegan Forkamp just free-balling it over. The set and the smash blocked by Fort Recovery by Mara Pearson and Follenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Follenkamp, who got the kill. Allison Follenkamp picks up the kill. It makes it 22-12. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will come in now for the Lady Indians and go back to serve. That's Sage Luthold, Allison Follenkamp, Mara Pearson on the front line. Here's a good serve. Here's the set for Coldwater, the smash and the kill. Jenna Ligers with her fourth kill tonight. And it's 23-12. Side out Lady Coldwater. Lady Cavaliers, I should say, of Coldwater. And now, serving here, I think. Yeah, I'll have to check the number here. Good serve, though. Here's the hit by Tegan Forkamp back over to Coldwater. The pass at the net, and they're going to say Coldwater had a double hit. Okay. Mara Pearson will now serve, 23-13. Mara needs a miracle run here to get us back in this game. Trailing by 10, and there's a kill right there. Madison Wendell on the smash from the outside hitting spot. That's her second kill of the night. And back to serve the game point is Madison Wendell. Nope, they're going to bring Rachel Schroeder in, the libero for Coldwater, to serve the game point. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Sage Luthold on the hit, played by Coldwater. The set by the Lady Cavs, and hitting it through the Fort Recovery block and getting the kill was Madison Wendell. And that is the end of game one. Coldwater winning 25-13 here in the first set. We'll be back with set number two coming up in just a moment here from the Palace at Coldwater High School. Fort Recovery now trailing 1-0 in this match.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everhart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit speedyfeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has immediate openings in their parts department. Hall Brothers has been in business for over 125 years. They are a Case IH and Kubota dealership serving Mercer, Dark, and Jay counties. Apply in person if you are outgoing, friendly, computer savvy, and enjoy talking to customers. Hall Brothers offers health insurance, paid vacations, retirement accounts, and annual bonuses. Consider joining the parts department at Hall Brothers. Apply today in Fort Recovery.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Palace, we're set to go for game number two. Again, Fort Recovery's record 4-6 on the year. Coldwater, a nice 9-3 on the campaign coming into tonight. We have one totally undefeated team in the conference. New Bremen is 10-0 on the year. They're 3-0 in the conference, 10-0 on the year. Again, Marion Local is 3-0 in the conference and 8-1 on the season. Fort Recovery will host Marion Local on Thursday in a very tough challenge at the Fortside Fieldhouse. If you can't be there, we'll be there broadcasting the match for you here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly for the radio station, and for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Ava Shane and Neil Spencer taking care of things for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, the Fort Recovery football team is at New Bremen on Friday in a conference matchup. Fort Recovery came out ranked number 11 in the state playoff rankings this week. The top 16 teams will go to the playoffs, and the Indians right now in the number 11 spot. There's a kill for a Coldwater to start things out. Guess who? Yep, blasting game again. That is her eighth kill of the night. 1-0. Serving here is Jenna Ligers. Good serve again, and there's a smash by Fort Recovery by Grace Klingshern, and she couldn't get it over the net. Another service point for Jenna Ligers. Ligers is one of the seniors for the Lady Cavs. Here's the next serve. Faith Wendell passing to Tegan Fortkamp. Grace Klingshern hits it over. Coldwater on the set. Outside hit, and it's down. Madison Wendell gets the kill. Leading hitter for Coldwater in that first game was Morgan Blassingame, who had a total of 8 kills in game number 1. Good serve here. Grace Klingshern on a smash there with the block is Blassingame. She's just doing it all. Jenna Ligers will serve again. 4-0 now. Coldwater with an early lead here in this game number 2. Good serve there by Ligers. Smashed by Klingshern, blocked by Coldwater. Faith Wendell will set. Outside hitter, Tegan Fortkamp on the hit, played by Coldwater. And waiting at the net as the ball came to the top of the net was Paige Guggenbiller, and she'll get the kill. That is her third kill of the evening, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians, it's 4-1. Coldwater on top. Coldwater leads 1-0 in the match. Here's a two-hand push back over to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson on the hit. And they're going to say, I just think that was a miss hit there by Mara. So Coldwater gets side out. Madison Wendell will be the server now. It's now 5-1. Good serve. Audra Bupp, the libero for Fort Recovery, playing in the middle of the back line, digs it out. Back over to Coldwater. Here's the set. The hit back to Fort Recovery off of Audra Bupp. Mara Pearson bumps it up here to Grace Klingshern. Klingshern on the hit, played by Coldwater. Back to Fort Recovery. Bupp digs it out. Faith Wendell. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. And Mara Pearson gets the kill. Give Pearson the kill, and Faith Wendell got the assist. That's only the second kill of the night for Mara. So serving now for Fort Recovery, again, Grace Klingshern. And they're going to call, I think they called an illegal hit on Coldwater. So Fort Recovery gets the point. Grace Klingshern serving again. Dug out by their libero, Schroyer. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. It's out of bounds. That time, Spencer Etzler from the outside hitting spot, I believe it was her, hits it out of bounds. Another point for Klingshern. Serves again. Good serve. Dug out by Schroyer to the front line. Here's a smash and a kill for Blassingame. Kill number 9. Side out Coldwater. Blassingame will go back to serve, and it's 6-4. Coldwater leads by only 2 here. There's an ace serve by Blassingame. Oh, they say it was out of bounds and was untouched. Now there's a discussion. Coldwater's questioning. They think it was touched. If it was touched, it would be Coldwater's point. The officials say no. So no ace serve. It was too long. And Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. It's now 6-5. Fort Recovery back to within 1. Good serve there. Here's the set. The smash and the kill for Madison Wendell from the outside hitting spot on the left. Seems like 80-90% of the time the outside hitting smashes are from the left side for these teams. Here's Mara Pearson two-handing it over. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery and a kill for Spencer Etzler. And yes, it was from the left-hand side outside hitting spot. 8-5. Back to serve for Coldwater now. Is Mia Kanapke. Ace serve for Mia. Hits it off the hands of Mara Pearson, who couldn't handle that. That is the second ace serve of the night for Mia Kanapke. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Mollenkamp. Hitting it over was Klingshern. Here's the set. Smash back to Fort Recovery and getting the kill. Spencer Etzler. That's her fourth kill of the night. And Fort Recovery wants time as all of a sudden Coldwater has ballooned their lead here in this second game to 10-5. Again, Coldwater won game one, 25-13.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Yeah, don't forget a lot of things going on in Jay County this weekend. The Heritage Festival at the Jay County Historical Society Museum will be on Saturday and Sunday. Entertainment, all kinds of vendors, great food. Again, that's at the Museum of the Jay County Historical Society Saturday and Sunday. Coldwater serving. Here's the hit back over, or the attempted hit back over by Allison Follenkamp. And it went into the net instead. Point for Coldwater. Mia Kanapke serving. Next serve is short. And waiting at the middle hitter spot to hit it back over was Kendra Clooney. That's her first kill of the night. Another service point for Mia Kanapke. And it's now 12-5. Kanapke serving again. Pearson to Mollenkamp. Back to Pearson. Hits it back to back to Coldwater, I should say. Here's a smash, and she hit it out of bounds, but it's tipped. So give the kill to Spencer Etzler. She's been on her little run here recently. That's five kills for her now. Again, serving is Mia Kanapke. Good serve. Here's the smash by Sage Luthold, and she got the kill. Sage Luthold comes through with a kill to break the string. That is her first kill of the night, and now serving for Fort Recovery is Mara Pearson. Good serve. Coldwater passing to the net. Here's the hit from the outside hitting position. And it's another kill. Nope, they say it went out of bounds. They say it rolled down the net and out of bounds before it came down on the ground, so Fort Recovery gets the point. Mara Pearson will still continue to serve. Good serve there by Mara. At the net, a battle, and they're going to say illegal hit on Coldwater. Mara Pearson serving again. It's 13-8. Lady Indians have cut the gap to 5 points. Still in this second game. Here's a smash and a kill. That was by Jenna Ligers, picking up her fifth kill of the evening. She had four early in that first game tonight and hadn't had one since until that one. Spencer Etzler goes back to serve for the Lady Cavaliers. Good serve, ace serve. Mara Pearson couldn't get to it. Spencer Etzler with her first ace serve of the night. You're listening to WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com, Fort Recovery at Coldwater in high school volleyball. Here's a smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Audra Bupp will set. Tegan Fortkamp on the hit and got the kill. Give Audra Bupp the assist, and Tegan Fortkamp picks up her third kill of the evening. That makes it 15-9. Audra Bupp back to serve. Ace serve for Audra right on the back line. That is her first ace of the night. She'll be serving again. Audra's a pretty dependable server. She rarely makes service errors. And there's a hit back deep played by Coldwater. The smash back. And they say it's out of bounds by Kendra Clooney. You have another point to Audra Bupp. And she will serve for the third time here. And the lead is carved down to 15-11. Fort Recovery still in this game too here. We were quite a ways behind there for a while, but coming back, here's a smash and a kill for Coldwater for Madison Wendell. That is her sixth kill of the evening, mostly coming here in the second game. Serving now is Kendra Clooney. Good serve. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the smash, played by Coldwater. A blast off of Audra Bupp. Fort Recovery can't get it back over. I'm going to go ahead and give Morgan Blasting Game a kill on that, which will be her 10th kill of the night. Fort Recovery calls time as Coldwater has bounced out to a 17-11 lead over the Lady Indians. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We are at Coldwater tonight, a rare conference matchup on a Tuesday night. Normally, we play just conference matches on Thursday. And we will play one this Thursday, hosting tough Marion Local on Thursday, who is one of two teams undefeated in the conference play so far this year. New Bremen is the other one. Here's the next serve by Coldwater. Good. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Grace Klingshern, and they say she hit it out of bounds. Point for Coldwater. Kendra Clooney is serving here. Good serve, dug out by Mara Pearson. Kennedy Mollenkamp to the outside hitter. Hit is back over by Klingshern. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Sage Luthold, and Luthold got the kill. Second kill of the evening for Sage Luthold. Makes it 18-12, and now Faith Wendell will go back to serve. Faith is normally a very steady server, makes very few service errors. Here's a good serve, dug out by Coldwater, the smash, a block at the net for Fort Recovery. Another smash and a kill for Madison Wendell, number seven for her. Side out Coldwater. Going back to serve now is Jenna Ligers. Overall, Fort Recovery serving this year has been very good by all the team. Tegan Fortkamp on a smash, a block. And there's a block for Coldwater. That was by Morgan Blasting Game. Jenna Ligers serving. Service error into the nets. Fort Recovery gets the side out. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now as the Lady Indians trailing 20-13. Okay, come on, Tegan. We need a run right here to get back in this game. Otherwise, going to be tough to win this one. Tegan Fortkamp, oh, my goodness, I spoke too soon about no service errors because guess what? There was one hit over the end line. Service error for Tegan Fortkamp, so side out Coldwater. It's now 21-13. Serving now is Madison Wendell. Good serve, and it's an ace serve. It's now 22-13, and this game's pretty much over now. Fort Recovery's going to fall behind 2-0 here. Another serve by Coldwater, dug out by Faith Wendell. Here's the dink at the net, and Fort Recovery can't play it and give another kill to Blasting Game. That is number 11 on the night for her. Continuing to serve here will be Madison Wendell. A Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery to Faith Wendell. Paige Guggenbiller on a smash and got the kill. Paige Guggenbiller with her fourth kill tonight. Makes it 23-14, but unfortunately, I'm afraid it's too late. Although it's never over till it's over, as they say. Grace Klingshern will serve, and there is a service ace right inside the line. Nice serve by Grace Klingshern. She will serve again. Dug out by Schroyer, the libero for Coldwater, and they're going to call Coldwater in the net, I think. Point for Klingshern. Makes it 23-16 now. Lady Indians back to within seven. Klingshern would need to keep this run going here. Dug out by Coldwater. Here's the smash blocked by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery and hitting it back over. I think that was Allison Fullenkamp, I believe, with the kill. 23-17, another service point for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern serving again. They're going to call what? Maybe illegal rotation on Coldwater. Point for Recovery, 23-18. Another service point for Grace Klingshern. Here we go again. Dug out by Schroyer for Coldwater on the back line. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. I think that was in. Oh, they say it was out. Oh, my. That was oh so close. They say Spencer Etzler hit that out of bounds just barely. And Coldwater calls time as Fort Recovery getting them back into this, trailing 23-19.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Grace Klingshern having a nice run here, getting Fort Recovery back in this game. Only a four-point lead now for Coldwater. Klingshern set to serve. It's a good one. Spoke too soon. No, it is a good one. It's an ace. They say ace serve for Klingshern. Right down the line, I thought that was out for sure, but the official who has a better view than I do says that was in. It's now 23-20. And this one on the same spot is hit a little bit out of bounds. Service error for Grace. She tried to do the same thing and hit it on the sideline and couldn't do it. Now it's 24-20, and here's your game point. Serve by Coldwater. Faith Wendell will set for Fullenkamp, and she got the kill. Allison Fullenkamp with her third kill, and that cuts it to 24-21. Well, no room for error here. Fort Recovery needs to run 5 points in a row here. Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve. Good serve, dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set. The smash by the outside hitter, played by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Hit over by Mara Pearson, and Mara gets the kill. Side out. Or I should say point, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mara Pearson picks up her third kill of the night. Another service point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. She serves again. It's now 24-22. Here's the set for Coldwater. The hit played by Audra Bupp. And, oh, couldn't get it to where she wanted to go. Out of bounds. And that is the game. Well, Fort Recovery made a valiant run at it there. After they were really out of it, came back to within two at 24-22, ended up losing 25-22. Coldwater wins game two. They had also won game one, 25-13. So Coldwater now leads in this match 2-0. We'll return with game number three right after this.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Okay, just about set to go here with game number three. Do or die for Fort Recovery now. Fort Recovery must win this game to stay alive. Otherwise, Coldwater will improve their record to 3-1 in the conference and 10-3 overall. Fort Recovery would drop to 1-3 in the conference, and they would be 4-7 overall. But we're not done yet. Many teams have won after losing the first two sets, so don't give up the ship yet, although Coldwater definitely is playing well tonight under the guidance of Nikki Etzler. Of course, Fort Recovery is coached by Travis Guggenbiller. Does a very nice job, has a good rapport with the young ladies. Teaches in the Fort Recovery schools. Faith Wendell will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Faith is a senior on this team. Here we go with the first serve. It's good. Dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set, the smash, and blocked by Fort Recovery. And their whistle blows. I'm going to say Coldwater was in the net. I'm going to say blasting game was in the net, so point Fort Recovery. And that actually, believe it or not, is the first point of the night for Faith Wendell in three serves. Here is a kill for Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller right at the net. That is number five for Paige. She's really growing up there. She's 5'11", Paige Guggenbiller is. Here's a smash and a kill for Coldwater. Side out Lady Cavs. Madison Wendell picks up the kill. And going back to serve for the Lady Cavaliers is Madison Wendell. She is a junior on this team. She now has 8 kills on the night. Good serve there. Bupp digs it out. Grace Klingshirn on the smash, and they say she hits it over the end line. Hitting air there for Grace Klingshirn. Service point for Madison Wendell. Wendell serving again. It's 2-2. We're all tied. At the net, waiting for it, was Etzler, and she puts it down on the floor for the kill. Spencer Etzler picks up her 6th kill of the evening. And another service point for Wendell. She will serve again. Good serve. Mara Pearson to Bupp. Freeballing it over is Guggenbiller. And a miss hit there by the center of Coldwater, Jenna Ligers. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. Side out, Fort Recovery. We're tied at 3-3. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. And ace serve off the hands of Rachel Schroyer, the libero, who was in the middle of the back line. Ace serve for Tegan. That's her first ace of the night. She will serve again, and Fort Recovery has taken the lead 4-3, a position that we have not been in very much tonight. Here is a hit by Coldwater back over to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will bump it up for Mara Pearson. Pearson hits it over. Set for Coldwater, and the hit by Blassingame and the kill by Blassingame. Morgan Blassingame, only a sophomore, and that is kill number 12 for her on the night already. And she will go back to serve. She has 2 service aces also tonight. Good serve. Audra Bupp digs it out to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller gets the kill. Makes it 5-4. Lady Indians on top by 1. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Here's the set and the smash and the kill. Grace Klingshirn was serving, by the way, there. And that's Madison Wendell, who picked up another kill. And for her, that is kill number 9. Good serve, Bupp. Here's Tegan Fortkamp hitting it over. Coldwater to Etzler, and Etzler hits it over, but it's out of bounds. Coldwater questioning the call. And you know who's going to win this. So side out, Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp will now serve. I think this is her 3rd service tonight. Maybe 4th. Good serve, dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set and the smash, played by Fort Recovery. Here's the set and the smash again. And Fort Recovery kept it alive, back over to Coldwater. Here's the set and the hit over. Fort Recovery dinks it back to Coldwater. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit to the back line. And they're going to say Coldwater was under the, or they're going to call a double hit. I thought they were going to call her in the net there, but they called a double hit. Point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. 7-5, Lady Indians on top by 2. Kennedy will serve again. Here's the dig, and back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp sets for Allison Follenkamp. Hit back to Coldwater. Here's the set for Coldwater. Smashed by Etzler, and they're going to say it was out of bounds. Another close one, but not quite. Kennedy Mullenkamp picks up another service point. It's 8-5. Lady Indians by 3. Good serve by Kennedy. Dug out by Schroyer, the libero. Here's a smash. Fort Recovery able to play it. Here's a two-handed hit over by Sage Luthold. Now Coldwater tries to smash it over, and they miss hit it. Point Fort Recovery. And Coldwater calls time. Fort Recovery has jumped out to a 9-5 lead here in game number three after trailing this match 2-0. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. And FortRecoveryRadio.com. Coming to you from the Palace at Coldwater High School. Fort Recovery and Coldwater in high school volleyball here this evening. Coldwater won the first two games, 25-13, 25-22. Fort Recovery leading here in game three, 9-5. Good serve by Mollenkamp. And there is a kill off the fingertips of Mollenkamp by Madison Wendell. Picks up her 10th kill of the night. And going back to serve now is Spencer Etzler. Etzler bounces the ball, hits it over. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Allison Fullenkamp on a smash, played by Coldwater. Here's a smash by the Lady Cavs, and it's a kill for Jenna Ligers. Etzler picks up a service point. It's now 9-7. Coldwater back to within two. Etzler serves again. Good serve, dug out to the net, and waiting on it at the net and just hitting it over to Fort Recovery on the other side was Madison Wendell. Kill number 11 for her. Another service point for Spencer Etzler. She'll serve again. It's now 9-8. Fort Recovery by one. And once again, Fort Recovery's dig was out of control. Waiting on it at the net was Coldwater, and they dink it over. I think that was Clooney that got the kill. Here's Spencer Etzler serving again. Good serve. Mollenkamp to Sage Luthold. Get back to Coldwater. Here's the set. Here's the smash by Clooney and a block by Allison Fullenkamp. Fort Recovery side out. Mara Pearson goes back to serve. 10-9, Lady Indians on top by one. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's Mollenkamp back over to Coldwater. Smash off of Audra Bupp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will set. Bupp on a deep hit on a free ball. Here's the set for Coldwater. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And Mollenkamp hits it over on the third hit. Coldwater in trouble. They free ball it back. Audra Bupp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, and she got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets a kill. And for her, that's number four tonight. Mara Pearson again serving here for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Up, take it back. Did not get over the net. Can't have a good serve in that case. Side out Coldwater. Here's Clooney serving for Coldwater to Audra Bupp. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Allison Fullenkamp. Fullenkamp hits it over. Coldwater back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tegan Fortkamp on the smash. Hits it out of bounds. Point Coldwater. Kendra Clooney picks up another service point. That is her seventh point of the night. Hasn't had any aces yet until now. There's an ace off the fist of Audra Bupp. Ace serve for Kendra Clooney. Kendra is one of the seniors on the Coldwater team. Service error this time into the net. Side out Fort Recovery. That ties up the score, 12-12. Fort Recovery will be serving They have to win this game to stay alive. Audra Buff back to serve. It is a good serve. Dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set by Kanapke. Back over to Fort Recovery. Audra Buff. There's Tegan Fortkamp on a spike. Played by Coldwater. Back to Fort Recovery on a free ball. Hit back by Grace Klingshern, and they say it was out. They say Grace Klingshern's hit was out. It was very close. Side out for Coldwater, and Jenna Liger's back to serve now for the Lady Cavs. 13-12, Lady Cavaliers lead by one. Here's Mollenkamp into the net. Point Coldwater. Jenna Ligers picks up another service point. She will serve again. It's now 14-12. Timeout called by Coldwater, or correction, timeout by Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery is trailing by two, 14-12. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Now, congratulations to the Fort Recovery cross country team. They broke four school records last weekend. Trevor Heitkamp breaking the high school record for the boys, and Kendra Runswick breaking the high school record for the girls. And then both of the junior high records fell as well. Good serve by Coldwater. Kill by Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan now has a total of five kills on the night. Back to serve, Faith Wendell. Ace. No, yes, it is. Thought Coldwater was going to survive there and keep it alive, but they couldn't do it. Ace serve for Faith Wendell. That's her first ace of the night. That ties it up again, 14-14. Faith Wendell serving. Good serve, dug out by the Cavs. Here's the set. Hit back over by Madison Wendell. Audra Buff will set for Brunswick. For Klingshern. And Coldwater couldn't make the return. Klingshern hit it back over to Coldwater, and they couldn't get it over in three hits. Faith Wendell, another service point. ...15-14, Lady Indians lead by one. They trail in this match 2-0, and there's a service error by Faith. And that's a rarity for her. She hits it over the end line, and that ties it up at 15-15. Coldwater serving. It is Madison Wendell, good serve. Faith Wendell sets for Paige Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller back to Coldwater. Here's the pass by Jenna Ligers. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Smash down the line, and she hits it out of bounds. Close, but not close enough. Side out Coldwater. It's now 16-15. Lady Cavs lead by one. Here's the serve by Wendell. Madison Wendell, and she hits it over the inline. Service error. We'll join Reds baseball as soon as we're done here on the radio. So stay tuned for the Cincinnati Reds tonight. Here's a hit by Tegan Fortkamp. Off of Schroyer, a serve. Served by Tegan Fortkamp. And Fortkamp gets her second ace of the night. She will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Blasingame. It's another ace serve as Blasingame cannot control it. That's three ace serves for Tegan Fortkamp. And the Lady Indians have taken a two-point lead, 18-16 here in game number three. Fort Recovery will serve again. Dug out by Blasingame to the net, to Ligers. Here's the hit over. Fort Recovery plays it. Audra Bupp free balls it back to Coldwater. Here's the set. Little free ball over to Fort Recovery. Bupp will set for Klingshern, and Grace gets the kill. Grace Klingshern on a kill to make it 19-16. Lady Indians lead by three. Klingshern serving again. Good serve. Here's a smash. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Pearson back to Coldwater. Etzler passing. Here's a smash by Blasingame. Give the set or give the assist to Jenna Ligers. Blasingame got another kill. Number 13 for her on the night. And Blasingame will go back to serve for the Lady Cavs. Good serve. Audra Bupp will dig it out. Here's the hit back by Paige Guggenbiller, and Paige gets a kill. That is number 7 for Paige tonight. And Grace Klingshern will go back to serve now. Lady Indians lead by 3, 20-17. Kind of looking like we might be going to game number 4 here. Fort Recovery needs to close this out. Good serve at the net. The hit over by Etzler hits it out of bounds. Etzler's push was over the end line. 21-17. Klingshern picks up another point, and Fort Recovery leading by 4. Coldwater calls timeout here in game 3. Coldwater leads this match 2-0.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number 1 for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we move to point number 22, maybe, for the Lady Indians. They lead 21-17. Coldwater calls timeout. They don't want this to go into a fourth set. You give Fort Recovery a little bit of an opening. They might make the best of it here. Fort Recovery leading here 21-17 in game number 3. But trailing 2-0 in the match. Good serve by Klingshern. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Played by the Lady Indians. Callie Wendell's in the lineup now for Fort Recovery. Smash, and Coldwater stays alive. Back to the Lady Cavs. Follenkamp hit it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell to Mara Pearson. Mara gets the kill. Mara Pearson with a kill. Klingshern will serve again. She's had a nice little run here. Lady Indians leading 22-17. Here's the serve dug out by Coldwater, the set, and here's Etzler with the hit. Played by Fort Recovery, but Faith Wendell can't get it over. Miss hit by Faith Wendell. And that gives sight out to the Cavaliers and stops the bleeding a little bit here. 22-18, Fort Recovery leads by 4, but Coldwater has an opening here. Mia Kanapke serving, good serve. Faith Wendell to Allison Follenkamp. Follenkamp on the hit. Here's the set. Etzler hits it back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson for Fort Recovery back to Etzler. Here's the set. Back to Etzler. The smash and the kill. Spencer Etzler gets a kill. That's number 7 for her. Service point awarded there to Kanapke. And here is a service error. Hits it out of bounds. Over the end line. That's a big break for Fort Recovery. Makes it 23-19 now. Kennedy Mollenkamp going back to serve. Good serve by Mollenkamp, dug out by Coldwater. Here's the smash and the kill. Coldwater with the point. Getting the kill there was Jenna Ligers. Kill number 7 for her. Spencer Etzler, by the way, is serving here. She will serve again. Here's the set for Mollenkamp. Pearson, they're going to say Fort Recovery did not get it over in 3 hits. Point Coldwater. It's now 23-21. Coldwater back to within 2. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, the situation, Fort Recovery trailing 2 games to none. They have to win this third game to keep their hopes alive here. They are leading at the moment, 23-21. 2-point lead for Fort Recovery, but Coldwater has the serve. Spencer Etzler serving. Good serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's a hit over by Mara Pearson at the net for Coldwater, and they're going to say Coldwater was in the net. Point Fort Recovery, 24-21, and Mara Pearson will serve the game point here. Fort Recovery on the verge of sending this to game number 4. Here's Mara Pearson's serve, good serve, dug out. Here's the set, the smash off of Audra Bupp. Kennedy Mollenkamp passing to Tegan Fortkamp, dinks it over, saved by Coldwater. At the net, back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp on the hit. Dug out by Blasingame for Coldwater. Blasingame on a deep hit and got the kill. A deep hit by Blasingame, by Morgan Blasingame, and she picks up her 14th kill of the night in only 3 games. Back to serve will be Kendra Clooney. This is do or die here for Coldwater. They have to get 3 points in a row here, 24-22. And they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. There's one, 24-23. Clooney will serve again. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Thinks it over, can't get it over the net, and we are tied at 24-24. Another service point for Clooney. Fort Recovery's losing their opportunity here. Clooney serves again. Mara Pearson to Mollenkamp. Here's the hit over to Coldwater by Allison Follenkamp. It was too long, out of bounds. And Coldwater leads 25-24. Coldwater now has match point here for Coldwater. Good serve, dug out by Audra Bump. Mollenkamp. There's a hit over by Sage Luthold. Here's the set by Coldwater. And they're going to say Coldwater in the net. Now Audra Bupp will serve for, of course, you have to win by 2. Audra Bupp will serve here for Fort Recovery. Tied at 25-25. We're going into overtime in this one. Good serve. Here's the set, hit by Blasingame, blocked by Fort Recovery. Here's the set, Blasingame, another hit, blocked again by Fort Recovery. I believe that was Grace Klingshern on the block. And that gives Fort Recovery the lead, 26-25. Here's Audra Bupp serving, not the match point, but game point. Bupp serve is good, dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set, smash and a block, played by Coldwater. Here's the set again, just freeballing it over. Fort Recovery to Bupp. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a hit. dug out by Coldwater, the set. Here's a smash and the kill. Getting the kill was Jenna Ligers, and that makes it 26-26. Side out Coldwater, and now they can score two straight points and win this match. Ligers goes back to serve. Serve one is a good one. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp back to Coldwater. Here's a set. Ligers sets for Wendell. Back to Coldwater again. A smash and blasting game almost got a kill. Tegan Fortkamp miss hit. It's a point for Coldwater. A point for Jenna Ligers. And here we go. Here's match point. Ligers serving. Coldwater leading 27-26. They get this point. It's over. And she... Oh, my goodness. It's a let serve. And it goes down. And Ligers wins the game 28-26. What a lucky serve. That serve was into the top of the net. A let serve. That is legal these days. It went over on the Fort Recovery side. There's no way anybody from Fort Recovery could play that. And an ace there for Jenna Ligers to end the match. 28-26, Coldwater wins game three. They win the match 3-0. We'll wrap it up right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everhart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has immediate openings in their parts department. Hall Brothers has been in business for over 125 years. They are a Case IH and Kubota dealership serving Mercer, Dark, and Jay counties. Apply in person if you are outgoing, friendly, computer savvy, and enjoy talking to customers. Hall Brothers offers health insurance, paid vacations, retirement accounts, and annual bonuses. Consider joining the parts department at Hall Brothers. Apply today in Fort Recovery.
Okay, let's wrap it up here for the victorious Coldwater Cavaliers. Our unofficial stats have Morgan Blassingame, their top hitter, 14 kills on the night for Morgan, 4 service points. She had 2 aces of those 4, had 2 blocks in the match as well for Blassingame. Quite an impressive stat line for a sophomore. Mia Kanapke ended up this evening with a total of 7 service points, including 2 aces. It was Jenna Ligers with 8 kills, had 8 service points, including the ace serve to end the match, which was actually a let serve, but hey, they count. And again, Jenna Ligers with a great serve there. Fort Recovery had no chance to return that. Spencer Etzler, she ends up on the evening with 7 kills and 5 service points. She had 1 ace. Madison Wendell with 11 kills and 5 service points. For Madison, she had 1 ace. Kendra Clooney ended up with 11 service points, including 1 ace. She also had 2 kills on the night. For Fort Recovery, Audra Bupp ended up with 10 service points tonight, including 1 ace. Sage Leuthold had 3 kills and 1 block. Mara Pearson had 6 service points, including 1 ace, and had 5 kills. Grace Klingshern had 7 kills on the night. She also had 8 service points and ended up, I believe, with 1 block on the night. For Tegan Fortkamp, she had 6 service points on the evening, had 4 kills and 2 blocks. Now, let me go back here. I got confused on my stats for Fort Recovery. I've got 2 matches written down here, and so I'll just restart on Fort Recovery. Okay. Audra Bupp ended up tonight with a total of 4 service points and 1 ace, 2 kills for Sage Leuthold. Mara Pearson had a total of 4 kills and 4 service points on the night. Grace Klingshern had quite a night in serving. First of all, she had 2 kills, ended up with 2 service aces. Otherwise, she had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13 service points on the night for Grace Klingshern. Quite a night for her. Tegan Fortkamp ended up with a total of 6 kills. She also had 3 service aces on the night. Allison Follenkamp had 3 kills and 1 block. Paige Guggenbiller ended up the night with 7 kills. Faith Wendell had a total of 2 service points and 1 ace. And Kennedy Mollenkamp had 4 service points and actually, I believe she had 5 service points on the night. So that's, again, a rough estimate of the statistics. Tune in tomorrow morning on our sports coverage. We'll have the official stats from Coach Guggenbiller. Again, Coldwater wins in 3 games tonight, 25-13, 25-22, and 28-26. Fort Recovery drops to 4-7 on the year, and Coldwater improves to 10-3 on the campaign. Coldwater's now 3-1 in the conference. Fort Recovery drops to 1-3 in the conference. That's going to wrap it up for us from the Palace at Coldwater High School. Stay tuned. Cincinnati Reds baseball coming up here on the radio station. And again, Fort Recovery and Fort Recovery Radio and the radio station will both have the Marion local match on Thursday at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Good night, everybody.